This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tuesday, the 12th of June, is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen here to put together the pieces of a wonderful day, courtesy of Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here. We're all working together to bring the information and maybe a pop-off or two, depending on what we feel about, for example, the summit that is now over. Victoria, you have anything trending? There doesn't seem to be too much that came out of it other than let's keep talking, so... What else have we got? Do we move on, or is there still something?
Well, no,
nice?
there is a new interview that President Trump has given with George Stephanopoulos of ABC News, and they were talking about some of the specifics of the agreement and what they are going to do, how the denuclearization is going to happen. And when George Stephanopoulos asked him how long it will be, President Trump said that he believes that Kim Jong-un is starting immediately with the dismantling of their nuclear program. However, as anyone who sort of has followed along with this, whether it's the Iran deal or this, when you're denuclearizing, it can take many, many years. So it could take 15 years, maybe 20, depends on how all of it, you know, lays out. And so George Stephanopoulos actually asked him as well if we were pulling out U.S. troops. President Trump said that was not part of the discussion, and the U.S. troops leaving South Korea, that would be. And so that was not part of the discussion, and so there are other types of missiles and things like that that are going to be coming out first, and then I guess systematically they will continue to move forward. Mm-hmm. So it's not a whole lot of details, and, you know, reading a transcript from... Trump's sentences. It's, you know, there's a whole
nothing
lot of jumbled
bad.
Language.
It wasn't bad. It just okay.
Yeah,
it was one
I don't
of those
know.
Things you build up, and then it kind of is. Oh, really? Okay. Well, next. And that's kind of where I am on it. Anyway, next.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
The weather is something people are watching as we begin the month of June. Hurricane season starts. We have a Category 3 hurricane named Bud that is moving into the sort of southwest quadrant, if you will, Category 3 would be 75, 80 miles an hour wind, I think something like that, up to 100. Rainfall heavy. As a matter of fact, the southwest would probably like to see this because it's been very dry. You've heard Jennifer say any number of times that we didn't get a lot of rain in California this past winter, so it would be nice if we have a lot of rain. However, there are always dangers of flash floods. There are these in Arizona where I used to own property. We'd have these gulches because they would have in February and March these huge monsoons and it would just wash out the roads. But the U.S. Southwest has a drought condition. Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, Colorado could really use the rain. At the moment, Bud has winds of about 120 miles an hour. In north-northwesterly direction, 7 miles an hour, 400 miles south of the southern tip of the Baja. That's what the National Hurricane Center says anyway. Rainfall, 48 inches, local amounts up to 12 inches through tomorrow. Rivers and streams rising out of the... Okay, so it's the usual hurricane stuff. Unusual that a hurricane would go that far west. So in this circumstance, I don't know what the conditions are. I would imagine that it's as dry in Mexico. What difference would it make which side of the border you're on? It's going to be as dry there as it is in our country in the southwest. So this would be good for them, too. As long as it doesn't, you know, flash flooding is a real danger because the stuff comes down, the rain comes down so hard that, you know, there's no place for it to go. And that's the point. But the thing that I find, I don't know if interesting, Victoria is the right word, compelling here, is that it's only the 12th of June. We've already had a couple of these storms.
Yeah.
So
I hope that that's not a sign of things to come in July and August.
Too. Yes, yeah. As well. All right, so let's see here. How often do you have to be told not to go near the alligators before you believe it? Well, there's a 47-year-old woman who no longer exists, was eaten, as a matter of fact, by an alligator. This is a place in Plantation, Florida, where they have a pond. Kind of, if you look at the, if you see the maps of the area or even see the pictures where this alligator ate this woman, she'd been walking her dog here consistently for a long time, sees the alligator all the time. The alligator warning was issued to the homeowners association. Don't go near this pool. Don't, this is a pool of water. Don't. And yet she did. And so now she is no longer, and neither is her dog. There are all kinds of snakes, alligators. So what I want to know is how they supposedly have identified the alligator that ate the woman.
Right, so it's just like a Jaws, lineup. Right? Yeah. They caught a shark, and it's not the shark.
Let's do a lineup. You know how they do the lineup in jail? Put five people in front of the screen. All right, who's going to line up five alligators and pick the one that did the nasty deed, the dirty deed? I don't want to be the person responsible for that. I don't like this. That's one of the reasons I don't like Florida. It's hot, it's humid, and there are too many damn snakes and alligators around, so... Anyway,
Florida's got the crocodiles. Those are even worse than alligators.
I will never forget when I was fortunate enough to go to four launches at Cape Kennedy, and Jay Honeycutt, who ran Cape Kennedy, picked me up at my hotel at 3:45 one morning, and we're driving over to Merritt Island, which is where that's where Cape Kennedy is Merritt Island, and. So we're driving, it's a hot, humid morning, the wind is open, he and I are talking, and I hear all these squeals off into the, you know, you can't see because it's dark. What the hell are those squeals, I said. Oh, that's the alligators getting the pigs. They're wild boars that were set there. Merritt Island used to be a farm. It was a piggery, and the pigs got loose, and so there are wild pigs all over the island, and every morning you can hear pigs squealing when the alligators catch them. And I just thought, oh, my God, how gross it is. But that's sort of the system. You know, you get used to it because that's the way it is down there. But it doesn't make it any more pleasant it's gross. I don't like listening to that kind of stuff. Was there somebody's dog got eaten by an alligator or something? What did I see? Oh, a turtle ate some dog.
Oh, and
kids watching. Was that in school? Where was
Yeah, that was a science teacher who was, I guess, arrested and charged with animal cruelty because he fed a sick puppy to a turtle.
Crazy. All right, here's something that also is kind of, I guess, mondo bizarro. How would you like this to be your obituary? A pair of siblings in Springfield, Minnesota, dragging their mother through the mud in a really, oh my God, using her death announcement to point out all of her flaws. Local newspaper where the obituary was published thought it was a joke, apparently, at first. And then they thought it wasn't meant to be made public. The obituary ended up online reading as follows. Kathleen Demlow, born March 19th, 1928, to Joseph and Gertrude Skunk of Wabasso. She married Dennis Demlow in Wabasso in 1957, had two children, Gina and Jay. 1962, she became pregnant by her husband's brother, Lyle, moved to California. She abandoned her children, Gina and Jay, who were raised by her parents. She passed away May 31st in Springfield, will now face judgment. She'll not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand this world is a better place without her.
Whoa.
That's the obituary.
I saw this. Just like it starts out normal, and then it gets, it goes from 0 to 60 pretty fast.
Woof.
Jeez.
Wow. There's some anger there, man.
You know what, though? That's good inspiration for how to live your life so that you don't have an obituary like that when you go.
Yeah, well, I'd like to live my life so that people didn't think that of me.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying is, don't live your life so your kids love you and they don't write something like that.
Yeah, don't piss your kids off by abandoning them.
Right, exactly. All right, speaking of pissed, I see that Whitney Cummings, in an interview, says that those were his exact words, and as a matter of fact, I mean, she can't hide it. She's pissed about the... Why, that word is...
What is she pissed about?
She's upset because Roseanne Barr
got canceled?
Yeah, right.
Okay. What was her involvement with that show?
She was executive producer of the show. Yeah.
She's a waste of space, in my opinion.
Is she? Yeah.
Totally.
I was going to ask you about that. It looked like she was looking for a reason to be found.
She has always been like a clinger on. You know, she hung on to Chelsea Handler's coattails for dear life until Chelsea got rid of her because she was basically just using Chelsea. Right. And then she had, she co-executive produced Two Broke Girls, which is probably the only real success she's ever had. Her stand-up comedy is horrible. She was on the roast of Joan Rivers, and Joan Rivers was like, who are you? Like, Joan Rivers just, was the funniest part of her own roast. But, yeah, she's just one of those, I don't know, she's like a Tom Arnold. She is the female Tom Arnold. I think that sums it up.
Really? All right. Nick Jonas is dating Priyanka Chopra?
Yes, correct.
Did you know that?
Yes. We're on Instagram, yes.
You've been holding out on me. I didn't know that.
I didn't know you knew who Nick Jonas was.
Oh, of course I do. The Jonas Brothers? What do you think? I'm some Neanderthal, for God's sakes.
Okay. I stand corrected.
My favorite quote of the day. Now, here's the next part. Can you name a song?
Nick Jonas?
Yeah. Or a Jonas Brothers song. That's my favorite hit by them. Yeah.
You don't have to put me on the spot. The fact that I know who they are.
You put me on the spot
all the time. But I'm impressed, though, Karen. See? Knows who Nick Jonas is,
Right.
So Nick Jonas and Priyanka are dating. She's about 10 or so years older than he is.
Is she?
Yes. Huh. And they went to the Met Ball together, I guess, as friends. And then since then, they have been official as a couple.
Really?
He posts comments on every picture that she puts on Instagram.
Really?
He's a smitten kitten right now.
He's a smitten kitten, okay. Yep. I wonder if they have a mattress topper from My Pillow on their bed. What do you think? A mattress topper from they have a pillowcase from My Pillow. Or if they have other things for the bed, the mattress that comes from My Pillow, all these things, fabulous things that you can have at great savings by using the code DJV at MyPillow.com. 50% off the two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, all of their pillows, all the things that they have are made in America. The pillows are made 100% cotton and machine washable and dryable, all their pillows are. Everything about this company contains a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. No matter what you buy from them, you can use it as you will, including the mattresses, for 60 days. You don't like it? Then you send it back. The mattress cover, all these things. I guess they call it a topper. But you save 50% on everything in the catalog. So sleep well. And before you, want to spend a little time checking out how awesome they are, the quality, the comfort, the ethics of the company, check out their website. MyPillow.com is the place to buy everything you need for your bed. It's not Bed Bath & Beyond. You don't get towels. You don't get everything else there. You just get things that are for your bed. Pillows, that's why they call it My Pillow. But then because people say, well, I can't find a good mattress. So that's where you find good mattresses and topper, all that stuff. And the discounts are fabulous. It's MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master, right? The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon. Yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
From the Game of Thrones at 23 and change at the hour here on the DJV show. Doug, Victoria, and Kara with the news about HBO landing a way to give Game of Thrones fans their fill after the final season, which is this season. Apparently HBO has ordered a pilot for a possible spin-off. The prequel new project comes from screenwriter Jane Goldman and the author George R. R. Martin. What is it with British authors? They gotta have two middle names. J. R. R. Tolkien. Isn't
yep,
what's her face that did what's
No, she's just one. She's just JK.
Oh, she is, okay.
Yeah.
So the pilot takes place thousands of years before the events of Games of Thrones and chronicles the world's descent from the golden age of heroes into its darkest hour. Really, you're talking about today? What are they talking about? The network teases in a logline, quote, from the horrifying secrets of Westeros history to the true origin of the White Walkers, the mysteries of the East to the Starks of legend. It's not the story we think we know. Oonga bunga lunga bunga.
Wow.
So, more murder, chopping people up with swords. I don't know why people think this is intriguing. I think
Kara loves this show.
Yeah, awesome. It's got a good plot, but I'm personally a proponent of ending a show when it should end. And I'm sure, like, there are tons of history and things that they can go back through, but I just, like, we don't need another 10 years of a Game of Thrones spinoff.
Has that been around for 10 years?
I don't know if it's been 10 years, but it's been quite a while. It's I started watching it, I think, halfway through college, and so that's already
Did
been...
Did your mother know you were watching that show when you were in college?
Yes, she does. Surprisingly, my mom doesn't keep tabs on everything I watch on TV, but I'll make sure to let her know today. Yeah.
All right, music at 25 past the hour. Barbara, it's not Barbara, it's Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R. Barbara. No, it's B-A-R-B-R-A.
Barbara.
So, Barbara. 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 So if you're a fan of Ms. Streisand, you're in for a big treat. Announced that she's inked a new contract deal with Netflix, hasn't everybody? Bringing six of her television concerts and a special edition of her film A Star Is Born to the site. The specials are represented on Netflix, including My Name is Barbara from 65, Color Me Barbara from 66, Barbara Streisand, a happening in Central Park, 68. Barbara Streisand, another musical instrument, 73. Barbara Streisand, the concert, 94. And Barbara Streisand, timeless, 2001. And also, they're going to refresh The Star Is Born. Isn't there a movie, it's being redone, right, by...
Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
That's what I thought.
So it's good timing for her to release that now, because everyone's kind of promotion. Intrigued by the story. I've never seen any of The Star Is Born movies. I know there's two other versions, I think.
I think so.
But, the interesting thing about this to me is releasing all these concerts on Netflix, it really shows that Netflix has been successful in getting, like, my parents to watch them.
Yeah, all ages.
And that's that's huge.
Yep, very smart. Also, kind of huge news comes from Paul Simon, who's bringing back Bridge Over Troubled Water alive. It's song has been absent from Paul Simon's Homeward Bound, A Farewell Tour no longer. That changed over the weekend when he gave the song its tour debut, telling the crowd that this was in Detroit, that he hadn't yet played it during the tour, which began in Vancouver on May 16th. He told the audience, "Even though I wrote it, as strange deterrent for me, it's not much of an introduction, is it?" Then he laughed a bit, explaining that he was setting expectations low for the rendition, which turned out to be a stylized arrangement that spotlighted the members of Why Music, the New York chamber sextet that's part of his band on tour. After getting a big response, including a standing ovation, he noted that maybe I'll sing it again sometime. The Homeward Bound tour, playing in North America till the 20th of this month, then goes to Europe for 10 days, and then more U.S. legs in September, closing with three New York shows, two at Madison Square Garden, and the third one will be in a location to be confirmed. Simon, without Garfunkel, and the tour continues. 28 after the hour here.
Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and
in today's automotive news, we're at the Nürburgring in Germany to test drive the new Aston Martin DB11 AMR. It is the flagship model of the DB11 range, with 630 brake horsepower, a top speed increase to 208 miles an hour. 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds. After driving it, I found it has even sharper handling than the regular DB11, and a very cool exhaust sound, which brings out that V12 character. New carbon fiber and Aston Martin yellow pinstriping cover the car. It's on sale now at a starting price of $241,000. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon. Yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump concludes his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Singapore, the two men signing a joint declaration. President Trump says at a news briefing later,
Chairman Kim and I just signed a joint statement in which he reaffirmed his unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization.
Trump then sat down for a one-on-one with Fox News host Sean Hannity, telling him,
we get along better than I would have assumed right from the beginning. We got a lot more done today than I ever thought possible. He's now headed back, and I think he's going back to get this done. He wants to get it done.
Fox says that interview in its entirety will run on Hannity this evening. Fresh from defending President Trump's tariffs and trade policies, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow has a heart attack yesterday. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the 70-year-old is in good condition. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, you're listening to The Young and the Restless on the radio, otherwise known as the DJV Show. Yes, all of us young or young at heart. I'm Doug Steffen, very young in almost every measure. Victoria Keelan is also young in almost every measure. Kara Schillen is young no matter what the measure. She's just a young whippersnapper trying to make it big in the big-time world of big-time radio. Here we are, folks. Big time radio with big time prizes. In this half hour, we will give away yet another prize in the Father's Day Works contest. The combo of a kind of an Edger mini mower and a handy portable power cleaner for your home, not your office necessarily. Use the power cleaner in your office. These things are valued at over $250. If you would like to be eligible for a winning chance at getting one of these puppies, or actually the pair, between now and Father's Day, just to go online, register at djvshow.com, fill out the contest form, make sure you put Works Giveaway in the subject line, W-O-R-X, and then you put the info in and send it along to us. And we'll be giving away, we're going to give away a set this half hour, and we're giving out, I think Friday we'll probably give away the other one. All right? So that is that story. Meanwhile, in the real world department, I guess it's This is, we have a lot of travel news to catch up on. Alaska. If you want to get the latest from Alaska, we have three stations up in Alaska. Okay, let's see if we can get a focus on things with the Chugach. How would you pronounce that? C-H-U-G-A-C-H, Chugga? Victoria? Chugga?
I guess.
Chugga, yeah. Tribe? Chugga. Somebody will send me, just to tell me on Twitter, at Doug Stephan, how to pronounce that, if you don't mind. Anyway, this tribe, a lot of artifacts, the things that are left of them, remnants, because of the history of this tribe, very important to their culture. A lot of exploring, a lot of people ripping across the state, stealing their history. These things are that have been found are all over the place now. But there are some sacred artifacts up in Alaska. Explorer that in the 1800s, some of these things were plundered, stolen burial masks and that sort of thing. They've been stored at a museum in Germany. Isn't that interesting? And now they've been found. Who's been looking for these, Victoria? Is this part of
there's a corporation. Yeah, it's called the Chugach Alaska Corporation, and they own part of the tribe's assets, and they work to maintain the financial independence of the tribe, and so they have been on the hunt to try to regain some of these artifacts that have been plundered throughout the years. And so the tribe has more than 4,000 people, and including original members and descendants, and so they've been in Alaska for thousands of years. And so they've had a lot of time, and you know, if you think about all the explorers who have gone into Alaska, taken stuff, whatever they wanted, and then left, it's not surprising their stuff made it all the way to Germany. So it's nice that Germany, whatever museum it is, has turned these artifacts over. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, if you think about it, and I know, Doug, you and I both spent a lot of time in England. When you go to the British Museum, it's the largest collection of Egyptian artifacts on the earth.
Yeah. Right.
Why is that not in Egypt? You know, exactly. that's the age-old question. Well, Why does the British Museum have a larger...
Likewise, in Turin, in Italy, they have a huge Egyptian museum of artifacts that were plundered from Egypt and brought to Turin. Same thing as in Egypt. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why is this? Why? That's the question. All right, other travel news. The folks at American Airlines being somewhat responsive to the fact that their new Boeing 737 MAXs don't have any room to go to the can. Now they're changing their rules so that if you're living, if you're traveling in the back of the plane, you can use the first class lavatory because you can't fit in to the one. This is so stupid. Are they that greedy that they needed to design? They're having 250 of these planes built for them with a small can in the back.
The bathrooms are 24 inches wide.
That's can't even turn around.
Feet wide,
it's stupid.
Flight attendants have been, I didn't realize this because I haven't flown on American for a while. Well, our honeymoon, but whatever. But we weren't in the back. But anyway, so I didn't know that these bathrooms have gotten even smaller. They're already tiny to begin with.
Bad management. What are you thinking of?
Fact that the flight attendants started complaining to the company.
Captains are complaining.
Yeah. Because they said people are backing into the bathroom because you can't actually walk in and then turn around and close the door.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Ridiculous.
It just really is. These people are so clueless. My God, are they clueless. JetBlue is tightening their policy on emotional support animals. So United, Delta, American already have done this, and they're using the same guidelines under the new requirement. If you're a passenger flying on JetBlue with an emotional support animal, what is it, the peacock or the pig or whatever it is, you got to notify the airline 2 days in advance. You have to submit three documents, health certificate, a prescription for the support animal from a doctor, and also that the dog, you have to confirm the dog has been trained to behave himself or herself.
Or whatever the animal is.
Whatever it is.
You have to confirm,
Dog,
but
cat,
see, the interesting thing in this,
miniature
in the
horses,
past,
good God.
Yeah, in the past.
Hedgehogs, ferrets. Insects, rodents, snakes, spiders.
I think that's been outlawed, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. But I think in the past you didn't need to have a prescription from your psychologist or therapist. Mm-hmm. And now that's an interesting thing because that's going to make it harder for people to actually fake it like you did with Charlotte. You won't be able to fake it with your dog.
Excuse me?
You're going to have to, no more fake little vests on things.
Excuse me?
Well.
Yeah. Anyway. You can comment if you want. One of the things that I think is most important is that you'll not be able to bring a dog or a pet or anything on the plane that has a foul odor attached to it. There you go. No foul odors in the plane. United Airlines, as long as we're in the travel department, if you're a gate hugger, United announced that it's going to start new boarding procedures. They're going to do it at O'Hare first, then Houston, and in L.A., they're cutting lanes from 5 down to 2, which is what most other airlines do. You have a priority line, that's what we do at American, and then the regular cattle car call. I don't see what's
the people who... this drives me crazy.
They get in the way. Get out of the way.
I know.
Yeah, they stand in the way. Get the hell out of the way till your line is called, until your group is called.
Right. And that's the thing. If you're being called in zones, which is what United was doing up until now, so you've got 5 zones worth of people hovering over the gate agents and hovering over the line, and then when it is your zone, you can't even get through the line. I don't understand their method because they're not getting anywhere any faster. That's the thing. It's what's the point of being a gate hugger? Because when your zone is called, your seat is your seat.
Right. Exactly. You're not going to get on any faster or not.
Right. It's not Southwest where it's, you run in and it's a free-for-all. It's not like that. It's,
right.
So it's just, I don't know, neurotic people who...
United is the slowest. They're trying to change their reputation because it's the slowest boarding of all the major airlines, even worse than Hawaiian, which is a horrible airline. Delta, Alaska Air... they're way off on their on-time departure and arrivals. So there's some info. The whole business about flyers' rights comes to mind. I think about this from time to time. There's a lot of... and I'm wondering, as we talk about this business with the size of the lavatory, shouldn't that be considered one of the things you have a right to go take a pee or a dump? And not to be too crude, but I mean, come on.
Not to be too crude, okay.
wouldn't that be considered a right? You got a right to go. You paid for a ticket.
You need to
be able to go to the bathroom. What the heck are you doing to us?
There should be, and I don't know if this exists. I guess it seems like any airline can have the plane configured however they want. But you would think that there would be some sort of an FCC or a FAA standard of what the size of the bathroom should be. Mm-hmm. Because what happens if someone is wider than 24 inches?
Right.
Then you're being discriminated against and you can't use the bathroom?
Right. Can't do it. Right.
It's terrible.
So there's a new flyers' rights bill that's going through Congress very slowly. They're trying to figure out... Trump wants to repeal some of the regulations, and airlines see this as a chance to kill some of the consumer protections, which is hard enough as it is now. You'd think that there's somebody running an airline someplace going to do just the opposite of Sprint, which is an airline has no reason for being whatsoever. There ought to be somebody who really... Oh, what an awful...
Yeah.
Got a tin can in the air. What a piece of crap. The whole airline, the people that work there, the guy that runs it, reminds me of Weinstein. He looks like it. That's who he comes across that way, for me anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, there is the consumer, the whole business of having seat configurations that are closer and closer all the time, just cram more in, get more, and the way they screw around with the reward systems, and those have changed 85 times. It's such an unfriendly, the old business about friendly skies, it's just... So unfriendly.
But now, do you think that that's the reason for that is because there are too many regulations? Because you started to say that Trump was rolling back regulations.
I think there are some regulations that are good and some that are bad, as with anything else. What they're not paying attention to is passenger safety and comfort. Mm-hmm. Just get them in and get out And so, and the thing that is most important about the Passenger Bill of Rights is, in fact, what you're able to do, and they sort of fixed it themselves because of all the bad publicity United got when they dragged the guy off the plane. Right. Now, if you get, they're not overbooking flights to the extent that they did, although this time of year they do more of it because more people want to get on planes. I guess the question, has anybody, anybody that is looking at these regulations, have you actually flown on a plane lately? When's the last time you had a ride on a plane and sat
in the back? Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
want to sit in the back of the plane. I don't mind a couple of hours of it, but longer than that, I don't want to sit back there. I won't go. If I can't sit up front, I won't get on the plane. And I don't mean that to sound anything other than it is. I'm not interested in playing that game. So I don't. And it is it's an outrage. So I figure out
the only way around it. Yeah, and I don't fly enough, so I don't have any miles or anything for upgrades. But the only way around it, American, I don't know if American does it, but United at least has the premium economy.
Extra, what do they call it?
It's like an extra $150 depending on
the
leg.
No, you don't even have to, well.
I just booked it for October, and it was 150 one way, and it was 130 on the way back, yeah. But it's worth it to me because I'm tall, I have long legs, and every single time I'm on a long flight, there's someone in front of me who puts their seat all the way back and is in my lap for the entire time. And I just, it's worth it to me to spend extra money to have more leg room. So if somebody wants to do that and be really rude, fine, go have at it. But at least I'll still be able to function in my seat.
Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of functioning, how about Calitren and your sleep cycle? I was so busy talking about seats, I got onto seats instead of sleep. Sleep, 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 and lose weight, lose weight. This is all about losing weight more than anything else, but you got to do it in your sleep cycle. The number one healthy choice for weight loss is Calitren because it's all natural, uses the main ingredient of collagen, which is the building block, the protein of your life. So you don't need to know a whole lot about how it works. What do you care? As long as it works. And there's no drugs, there's nothing, no caffeine. All I can tell you is that it works so well for me, and it's worked well for Jack, worked well for a lot of people who need to lose a minimum or a modest amount of weight. Taking collagen with Calitren will make sure that you lose the weight. I've lost 10 pounds, and I'm very happy about the way it's happened. Go to toploss.com, 10% off the first three bottles you buy, and you get a fourth one free. That's at toploss.com. Use the box DJV for the savings. Get the weight off at toploss.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's congratulate our latest winner in the Father's Day contest. It's Brenda Clement, who listens to us on WHKY in Hickory, North Carolina, one of the longest-running radio stations carrying this program. Congratulations to them. And to Brenda Clement, who wins the Revolution Trimmer Edger Mower and the Portable Power Cleaner for Father's Day. Brenda, you do what you want with it. Maybe you use it yourself. Brenda Clement, Hickory, North Carolina, latest winner in the Father's Day giveaway here on the DJV Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
In the background from Wonder Woman, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with movie news. The reason we're playing Wonder Woman music is because you have a date with Gal Gadot, right? Gadot?
I'm not that lucky. Twofold. Wonder Woman 2 is currently in production, which is good news because I'm a big fan of that film. And Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman, just signed on to be the co-star opposite Dwayne Johnson in a big-budget action thriller titled Red Notice. That will be the biggest payday of his career, Doug. I believe he commanded $22 million to do it. I'm curious. They have not released how much he's going to get paid, but I'm sure it's a pretty hefty paycheck. Yeah. But it's a good pairing.
She's a draw. She'll bring people in. Yeah. Yep.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. All right. Are you a fan of this movie, Hereditary?
I didn't see it, but I know a few people that did, and they said it was pretty eerie, frightening stuff, actually.
Toni Collette, who's quite an accomplished actress,
yes,
is in it. Very scary from what I see, some of the reviews. I still don't understand why people go see horror flicks like this. I don't begin to imagine what it is. The results of going to these things, the horrible night's sleep, the scariness, what it does to your body, to your mind. Good God.
Interesting. It is interesting. Yeah, you bring up an interesting point of view, but I will say this, Doug, it is still the biggest cash cow, most profitable genre in Hollywood, right, because they're very cheap to produce. They put an effective marketing campaign, they get some good buzz, word of mouth, and they become an extremely profitable movie.
USA Today says it is utterly terrifying. Now that's pretty, that's a unhinged statement.
But I also heard that the cinema score from general audiences is not that good. But I think it's from one of my friends who's seen this, a big horror buff, says that even he was confused on a lot of the plot points.
Really?
But he said it did contain some of the scariest stuff he's ever seen in a motion picture. And that's saying a lot because this guy really likes horror.
In this segment, these are two A-list actresses, Toni Collette and Gabrielle Byrne. They are A-list people. They're in these movies. They aren't cheap. I can't imagine they get hired cheaply. So,
well, I wouldn't
93% on 93% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Absolutely, it's good reviews. But I wouldn't say Toni Collette and Gabrielle Byrne cost the same amount as Dwayne Johnson and Gal Gadot.
No, I guess not. No, they're both well-known actors. They're well-known actors. So, in a moment, I want to talk to you about this movie, Hotel Artemis, that's coming out, I believe, this Friday, right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. While we normally hear about carbon monoxide poisonings during the winter months, reality is they can happen throughout the year. Emergency medicine physician Dr. Luke Wood says there are two kinds.
One is from people being exposed to carbon monoxide in the setting of a house fire or some type of combustible fire. The other type of carbon monoxide poisoning is kind of non-fire related. And so you see that with generators or if a vehicle or some type of gas-burning appliance is burning in a closed space.
Dr. Wood says there are several symptoms you should watch out for.
You know, the development of a headache is usually the first symptom of carbon monoxide poisoning. Typically speaking, what we see first is a headache, oftentimes some nausea or confusion.
That's when it's important to get to fresh air, because when CO levels reach a critical level, you can lose consciousness and die. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected to progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, so here's this story, Hotel Artemis. You said, I thought it was coming out this week. It came out last week, Chucker. What's the story?
It did. It didn't do very well. Reviews were, for the most part, negative. And I think it only did like $3.5 million on its way to a quick fade. I don't know that much about it. The trailers certainly look confusing. I know Jodie Foster headlines. I'm a fan. She hasn't worked a lot in front of the camera in at least, I think, like four or five years. Jeff Goldblum co-stars. But it didn't perform very well.
Dave Bautista, who's a WWE guy, is the bad guy.
Yeah, he's a big though. I mean, he's one of the Guardians of the Galaxy. He played a henchman in the last James Bond film. He's actually pretty talented in front of the cameras. So not going to win any Oscars, but he has appeal.
No, but under the circumstances, another one of these movies, to produce a movie like that with something like Jodie Foster and the other actors and actresses that are in it had to have been expensive, and it doesn't look like you got any promotion.
Yeah, make no mistake, it'll be a tax write-off.
Yeah, oh, congratulations to you if you're an investor in that. Thanks, Chucker.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.